And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last.
Hello.
Happy Monday, y'all. Happy Monday.
What is going on, everybody?
Yep.
Another storm is a brewing.
Dude, this one looks crazy.
Yeah, well, yeah, it does.
And it has a crazy name. What is it, Monty?
Milton.
It sounds like a predator.
It sounds like a nerd that's about to go ape shit on some people.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's
Milton went to a Diddy party.
It's like Milton. You're like, you don't take him seriously until he whips his package out, and you're like, whoa,
this thing's
packing huge. You know what I'm saying? That's what the storm's
the nerd with a big schlong.
Yeah, dude. It's intensifying, man.
They just said it's Category 5. That was up today.
But supposedly, I was watching some updates on the way here, and supposedly it will, once it hits, it might only be a Category 3 on land, which is still
it's supposed to hit like Wednesday night.
But they're saying that depending on the trajectory, it could actually come off of that. Because right now it has 180 mile per hour winds. And they're like, they're expecting about 120 when it makes landfall, which is still crazy. So if you're
going to fuck. So the videos that I've seen on this thing say that it went from a Category 1 to a Category 5 in
a day, less than a
day. Most amount, like the least amount of time ever.
Yep. It was
just abnormal, right?
Yeah. Yeah. From this morning when I was heading to work. And then my lunch, it went from to a Category 4. And then when I was off of lunch, it was already a Category 5. And they're like, this thing's exploding with power right now. But there's the area that it's in, there's a very warm spot of the Gulf is right there. And so they think that when it makes the tail turn up, you know, towards Florida, that we could see it slow down just a little bit. But it still can be anywhere between a 3 and a 5 at landfall.
Yeah, either way.
Well, hopefully Whitney's okay. Because, like, dang, dude. I mean... The video that I saw was like, wherever you're at in Florida, this is going to affect you no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, the surges, it's going to be interesting where it turns because that's where Tampa's at.
So far, as of what I seen just a little bit ago, it's projected to hit basically right into Tampa.
Yeah.
And basically just go directly across the middle of fucking Florida. Through Tampa and through Daytona Beach.
Straight across.
I just bookmarked a nice little visual for you. Yeah, literally... I mean, it's picking up steam, going super fucking fast.
So right where Cuba is, that stretch right there, that's where that really warm water is. That's where it's exploding.
But yeah, Tampa and Jacksonville are just going to get slammed. Just
boom, fucking all the way through here. Disneyland, everything's fucked.
No.
Or Disney World, I mean.
But they were saying that once it's crossing Florida, it will be a Category 1 most of the way across, which is still like 80, 90 mile per hour winds. What's going to be problematic?
The flooding, though, like the flooding. Right?
Yeah, well, there's going to be up to 20-foot surges, especially depending on how north of Tampa, you know what I'm saying? Because Tampa Bay could have some really big swelling if it goes north far enough. But yeah, I mean, listen, it's not going to be good no matter what. It's just not going to be good. Level one is still very dangerous, and you know,
especially after they already got hit.
Yeah, there's that.
So there's probably. Most likely, there's going to be even more debris because there's already a bunch of loose shit everywhere that they haven't had time to clean up yet.
Well, this is much farther south than that.
The last one came in like right here, dude.
No, I think it came up right in that gulf, that corner.
Yeah, right like right above Tampa.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I feel like it went up right where that thing buckles to the left there. I don't remember what they call that.
Helene?
Yeah, where it comes to the coast, you know, where it turns and then starts heading down.
I'm pretty sure.
The peninsula?
When it came in, it came in like right here.
See, I thought it would go up to that.
Up here?
Yeah, I thought that's where it
is. I think it came in and went like this.
That might have been then, yeah.
Well, yeah, because like normally hurricanes, just they build in that little pocket there, right?
The Gulf. Usually,
what do you guys think about the idea that these things are weather weapons?
Yeah,
I bookmarked some sort of credible. I have no idea who this woman is, but I mean, she sounds like she's fucking credible, dude.
Some sort of credible.
So I'm like, you know, she's like a scientist who used to work for the government.
Mm.
some random dudes in you know, interrogating her.
Oh. Where at? On the Wall Street April thing?
Yeah. Oh. There's speculation that Helene was caused by cloud seeding.
Okay, okay? Let's listen to what she says here. Yeah. It's a professional opinion here, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Military veteran, right?
Yes, I was in the U.S. Air Force for 9 years.
Wow. And you came out and blew the whistle on geoengineering, things that you witnessed were going on. Can you give us the real nutshell?
Absolutely. Basically, I had heard of what many people know as the term chemtrails. And I worked in a job called bioenvironmental engineering. And I figured, I thought that was insane. And why would we do something like that? Modify the weather by using hazardous materials in our atmosphere. So, and actually the process of trying to debunk it or disprove it, I realized it was actually coming right out of my office as I was one of the people that was approving the chemicals. And it really shook the core of my oath. And I did a lot of sampling, did a lot of investigation, and I blew the whistle and I got out. And I've now used my credentials, my oath, and my powers for good to help people understand it's very real. It's now openly admitted. There are multiple forms of weather modification. I specifically found the one of...
Okay. She used her powers, she said.
And her oath.
Yeah.
Yeah, like an ex-woman.
My first question would be, so you served in this position, and you didn't know, you were signing off on all these chemicals being used for this for how long? And didn't think about it at all?
Yeah. Well, that's the question, is like, she was in there for 9 years, right? Isn't that what she said?
Well, she was 9 years. She served for 9 years.
She served for 9 years. I don't know how long she was actually the one approving things for.
But like, you know, like if I was trying to sound credible to the conspiracy crowd, I'd be like,
"Yeah,
I first went and worked there because I thought how ridiculous of a claim, you know, and I went there to disprove it, but then I found out that it was real,
and
I was
the one approving these things."
I'm not saying she's full of shit. I mean, you never know, but like that's what I would say. You know, to make myself sound cool.
You know, it's, you know, she's a moderately attractive woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are going to listen, you know, when she's talking about this. I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. We know veterans, you know, and they're all awesome. But, like, I don't know that, like, serving 8 years, you know, makes you more credible or less credible. It seems like some of these places compartmentalize things. So it's like, does she even know the whole extent of it, you know, or is she just doing, like, the chemical part of it and she doesn't actually know how it's seated or
right
other
and
stuff.
Then like her explanation was very like level, you know, like not, it was very on the surface, you know,
but she also didn't
I did
say.
Some investigations, what I found was really sketchy stuff, so yeah, I'm out here blowing the whistle,
and that's it in a nutshell for me. It's like, you didn't say, listen, we're putting these chemicals up in the air and, you know, it's modifying and it's allowing these storm, you know, like there's no explanation of what they actually,
well,
how they modify.
To be fair though, the clip was cut off short. She was mid-sentence when they were going to cut off, right when she was about to kind of get into some context, it sounded like. So, who knows, man?
I'd be honest with you, man, like, just straight up, like, I'm not buying it. Like, but I will.
Well, I mean, people are saying,
wait,
this is to take out Republican votes, man. Okay? Sure. They don't want Trump winning, so they're throwing all these hurricanes at him.
Yeah, you know. Sure, man. The Gulf of Mexico.
Nobody can vote if all the ballots are winded away.
They're all soggy.
The Gulf of Mexico is a hostile place, man.
I got a soggy ballot.
Yeah, I just like...
Soggy ballot.
Okay, so
that's a good fantasy football.
You're not buying that these are results of weather modification, or that weather modification is a thing at all?
No, I think we definitely modify things. Now, how much...
As a weapon?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I think we can modify, absolutely
Operation
modify
Popeye.
Weather. Sure. You know, I'm just saying how much of an effect, mm-hmm. you know, like, can we make, you know, can we see clouds and cause rain or make clouds and stuff like that? Like, yeah, I'm sure we can do stuff. I don't know if we can create category 5 hurricanes. I'm not sure if that's reality or not.
Well, I mean, there was that video a long time ago that came out where they were making rain clouds, and it was like this big machine. It was like, and they were
they
like producing
cloud seeding
clouds
in Saudi
and
Arabia all the time. Dude.
Start fucking raining.
Yeah.
In Dubai, they cloud seed all the time.
Silver
nitrate or silver something they put up into the sky.
Yeah.
It allows the water molecules to collect, cause rain. However, people have noticed a trend of massive flooding wherever they try to do this. So it, like, backfires. Eventually,
like
it'll backfire.
They can't control the amount of it.
Yeah.
They can make it happen, but then they're like, oh, fuck, it was too much.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. It's like, okay, I can get on that train. You know what I mean? Like, we can cause rain and we get flooding. Why do we have flooding? Well, look at Dubai and shit, just to be honest with you. It's a fucking flat desert. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And when you get massive rain pour, I would imagine that there's going to be flooding, just like Texas has more flooding because it's flat as fuck, too. But again, like, you're talking about creating Category 5 hurricanes. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these pieces, the warmer water, the clouds, the movement. Like, I'm not sure, man. Like, I'll say I'm not against the idea that it's possible. But I haven't heard anything that has like, I feel like all the stuff, even when we were talking, if you guys haven't checked out the call-in show that we had the other day, or the Zoom party, actually, on Patreon, it was awesome. But we talked about this a little bit. And, like, I feel like people jump towards certain things that they see as unnormal and they don't understand it. For example, the radio frequencies.
Yeah.
I think there's things that can explain that. That's all I'm trying to say. Yeah. I feel like there's things that can explain it. If you don't even look into it, you just go, man, that's some weird shit. There's all these circles coming up. You know, it's like, well,
that's what makes it a conspiracy theory. I mean, because, like, there's always an alternative theory or an alternative explanation, scientific explanation as to why certain things happen, right?
Sure.
But then there's, like, trends of, like, well, I don't know if that scientific explanation really mirrors what's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We haven't seen a lot of this. Like, this was the first video that I've ever seen, like, those pings causing the storm, like Helene, to, like, roll the way it did, right?
If it was actually causing it to do anything.
Yeah. And right?
Yeah.
So no one really fucking knows, and that's why it is a big conspiracy theory, because it's like
massive.
Same thing with a virus, dude. No one fucking knows. No one knows what that looks like. Like,
yeah.
No one's really a virologist, like your everyday person. They've never seen a virus.
But see, the thing is with everything else, like with the virus when we had COVID, right? Like, it was only due time within weeks or months of stuff going on that you start getting more information that validates or discredits other things, right? So you could start seeing, like, hey, not that many people seem to be actually dying from this, or these videos seem very fake of the hospitals, or, you know, there's actually, like, doctors coming out saying that this thing works and we should look into it, and they're snuffing them out. Like, there's this evidence that kind of lends you to make it credible and becomes credible, which it did. Like, all that was disproved, and I think they handled it poorly. But stuff like this, you know, like, where is that evidence? And I think we need to see people talking about it.
Yeah.
I think it's, and I hate this because I'm not one of the climate control people by any means. Like, we have climate issues. The earth does change. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
The argument that I always had,
it was back in the 50s or whatever, they thought it was going to be another ice age.
Yeah. But the point I'm saying is like, I think we disagree on whether it's man-made or it's just natural causes, like, that these things happen. So we can all say that the earth is changing. And I think it's more likely that we just have more of these because the earth is warming up a little bit, but I don't think it's because of us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Rather than the government's doing this, you know?
I don't think the government is doing climate change.
No, I'm talking about making the storms.
But I honestly don't think they could make storms like that, but I bet they could manipulate them.
I think they could make them and they can manipulate them.
You think
them.
They can manipulate them?
Well, yeah, because, like, how do you sell climate change? You have to create it, right? Like, you have to, like, be like, dude, look at all this crazy weather. You got to make it somehow. And, I mean, HAARP is definitely a thing. I mean, there's a lot of videos and shit out there that, like, admittedly, none of us have watched. But
HAARP is a thing, yes. But hurricanes have always been a thing.
Yeah.
For sure.
And there's always, especially in the Gulf of Mexico, there's always been multiple a year. It's just the fact that hitting in the same direction, the severity of them is trending, or it seems like they're more severe more often for some reason, or at least they're being hyped up that way. So I don't know if it's a radical focus on how bad the storms are and how frequent they are, or if it's actually something else.
Well, then you have, like, certain situations come in, like the land grab of North Carolina being this, like, lithium hub. For years, they've tried to mine for it. The people who've lived there say, no, we don't want it. Mm-hmm. Constantly pushing back. And then all of a sudden, you have this massive hurricane wipe out all of these homes that are, like, in that area. And, like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end of that, like, from what I've heard, the people in North Carolina, they have 5 years or something, like, the amount of money that they can be awarded or offered for their property is as much as your property was worth 5 years ago. So the people willing to buy the land, like whoever that's going to be, probably the people who want to dig, will come in and find the lowest price of whatever your property was within the last 5 years and offer you that. And you're probably going to take it because you're, other than that, you're going to have nothing. Or you're just still going to have that land. But even if you keep your land, what are going to be the rules and regulations that they apply to that, saying like, hey, you're going to take, you can't rebuild there for another 10 years or whatever these safety rules they're going to apply. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a thing, man. Like this, listen, this isn't like a nuclear fallout. You know what I'm saying? And you got to understand.
Yeah, but they did that in Hawaii. Like, you know, the people in their homes, like they couldn't rebuild for a while, right? Wasn't that a thing?
I don't remember that. But
I don't know if they have even started rebuilding.
No.
Yet.
I'm not.
I don't think
sure.
They can. Like, they have like these safety rules and regulations.
My only question to that kind of stuff would be like, okay, maybe like these people have been trying to get this land to do this stuff, and they're fighting against citizens, and somehow they're able to, either by the luck of the draw that the storms come through and wrecks everything, and oh man, now we can swipe everything up. Or maybe there actually is like some kind of manipulation where they can make things worse or direct things. But if they could do that, and if that was a ploy of them, why wouldn't they have done it before? If they've been trying to get like these lithium mines and stuff, if they've been trying to get this land for years, why wouldn't they have done this a long time ago?
Because it was never really a need. Because like the need for it is like cars, right? Electric cars. Didn't Biden just come out saying like by the year 2030, 50% of car production have to be electric and all this shit, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to need lithium to build the batteries. So where do you find that? Oh, it's in North Carolina. Okay, let's go dig there. They don't want us to dig there. Well, let's fucking take them out. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how do you get enough land, right? Like, so you have like these things, these mining areas are huge, massive, massive areas. You know, you can look at other places around the world that are doing these lithium mines and shit, and they're huge and destructive areas.
Well, yeah. And unless there's a, you can come up with a different way to do it.
I mean, maybe. But my issue is like, you know, all these people own pieces of land, whether it's an acre, 10 acres, 20 acres, like who knows what each person owns, right? And you have to get all of them to commit to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, how are you going to navigate some people doing it, some not, you know, for that area? I don't know, man. And I looked up Maui. It seems like there, it says homes and businesses continue to be rebuilt and new foundations laid. Maui County also has an existing law in the books that allows non-conforming structures destroyed in a historic zone to be rebuilt as they were within 2 years. So,
okay. So within 2 years?
Non-conforming structures. I'm not sure what that means exactly in a historic zone. But I don't see anything about, and that's the other thing. Like, the, you know, we talked about Maui and everybody's talking about the land grabs. I just haven't seen it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's a fun topic to bring up and, but like, we just haven't seen that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We didn't see a historic land grab when Louisiana fucking flooded. There's tons of prime real estate, you know what I'm saying, in Louisiana that people would love, and you just didn't see it. So I don't know how much I can get on that train, but that doesn't mean it can't happen.
Well, and I would like to see a map of like, where is the lithium the most dense? And was the hurricane path right over that? You know, because then it would be, oh, okay, that's a convenient kind of layout in the map.
Yeah.
But if, like, the lithium is, like, way over here and the hurricane is way over on the left, you know, it's like,
sure.
Oh, well, it doesn't even match up, you know?
Well, maybe the lithium is in, you know, the Appalachian Mountains, right? Because the issue was is we had that heavy rainfall in the mountains, you know what I'm saying? And it was coming down the hill at record paces, wiping homes out. I mean, that's going to happen with any heavy rain. You know what I'm saying? Like on a mountain like that, and especially you got to understand too, that most of these people are probably not living in $400,000 well-built homes. Like I'm just being honest, like There's a lot of poverty in that region. There's a lot of mobile homes. There's a lot of
mountain men.
Mountain men. Yeah, there's people that are living in homes that their fathers built. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're probably not the most structurally sound things in the world. But that also is a benefit because, like you said, Greg, like, are they going to be rebuilding? Well, I mean, to be honest with you, some of these people have had this land in their family for a long time. They don't obviously want to sell it. And they're also not probably opposed to getting a fucking trailer and living on that fucking
land. Or just rebuilding something else by hand.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Or just buying a crane and dig up the lithium themselves.
Yeah, no shit. Sell it
You
all.
Know what I mean? Yeah. Fucking do it. Come on, please.
How deep is this?
Yeah.
I could dig that up in a weekend.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I could be a millionaire.
Yeah, man. It's a region unlike, where other people are willing to just leave, you know, because things aren't working out. Like, I just feel like the Appalachian people do not want to be anywhere else other than that. They could have had the opportunity to leave at any time with the poverty, the drugs, and all the other things that have been problematic and well exposed with the Appalachian Mountains. They could have left, and they didn't. They don't want to. So you know I just don't see them. I don't see it happening.
You know what the issue was, right? This the true issue. Is they had probably tried to go in there once before, and they met the people from Wrong Turn.
Oh, that could be it. Yeah, man.
You ever see the movie Wrong Turn?
Yeah,
somebody took a wrong turn.
Yeah, they met those, and they probably got a little bummed. And then they probably got some weird stuff with some weird people.
What's that one movie?
And then they're like, okay, if we can't go back in there and do this if those wrong turn people are going to be there.
Yeah.
So then they manipulated a hurricane because they couldn't go in on foot because the wrong turn people would take them out. So they had the wind do it.
What's that one movie, that old movie where Divergent? Is that what it is?
Divergent?
That's not what it is, no. I don't think. But where the kid's sitting on the porch and...
Deliverance.
Deliverance, there it is, man. That's
boy.
Yeah.
That was Joe Biden.
Joe Biden when he was a kid.
Yeah, that was Joe Biden as a toddler. It
did look like Joe Biden.
That was like Joe Biden if Joe Biden was Benjamin Buttoned. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the reverse aspect. Yeah, man. Like, his final days was actually...
Benjamin Biden.
Benjamin Biden. Yeah. Yeah, it's fucked up. It's
someone
sad,
make
dude.
The shirt.
It's sad. These people in Florida are going to get hit, and I wish them, you know, to be safe, and I hope everybody leaves that needs to leave. I seen Whitney was on here saying that they are wearing sneakers to sleep. It's just going to hit the fan. You got to be able to run quickly, but hopefully...
I can run faster without shoes on.
Oh, you got those.
Oh. Wouldn't you need like a boat, Whitney? I mean, because you're gonna be underwater.
Well, yeah, I'd park a boat outside or jet ski. Yeah,
there you go. Jet ski is fucking badass.
They're more nimble. You can get into tight spaces.
Yeah, that's true, man. But you can't carry much on them. You know what I'm saying? If you got kids and shit and dogs and you know you're trying to
maybe pull a boat trailer.
Maybe, yeah, like a little
like put a dinghy behind you.
Okay.
Mm.
My ski dinghy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's not bad.
With your dinghy.
Hopefully everybody's safe, man. That's a big thing. Hopefully everybody's safe. This is an interesting thing, though, man, because, you know, they came out, what they say, 47? Is that what they said? They were going to offer, like, 47 million or 70 million?
Yeah, so go to the bookmarks. It's, what is it? Good old Elon Muskie. Musk said that he is going to, it's like Elon's America PAC is offering $47 for each registered voter you refer in a swing state that signs this petition.
Oh, this is not what I was talking about, but this is interesting. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, you said $47. That's what I thought he said. Oh, that's not it there. Oops. But that's an interesting photo of a patent, a U.S. patent to interfere with tornadoes and stuff. Yeah, so this is the petition in favor of free speech and right to bear arms. Who doesn't like those things?
I love those things.
So in appreciation for your support, you will receive $47 for each registered voter that you refer to sign this or that signs this petition. So our goal is to get 1 million registered voters in swing states to sign this in support of the Constitution, especially freedom of speech and right to bear arms.
That's cool.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to look at the link because there's a link to it. I actually want to see what, like, the fine print is and, like, what is this all about, dude?
Well, it's only a few different states, right? So,
yeah,
Pennsylvania. Well, it's swing states, yeah. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan.
Maybe 47
expires
bucks.
October 21st.
Hmm.
Man, dude.
I wonder what he's going to do with this. Like, what are you trying to do with this?
The petition?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what that petition is. You get 47 for each person?
For each registered voter you refer. Damn, man.
You could, okay. Okay.
As long as they go and sign it though.
Yeah.
Man, you could make some money doing this.
I mean, is this, so here's the deal. Some people say that like when Elon Musk does like a poll on X, it's a bot farm, like he's trying to get the bots out of there and all that shit.
Mm.
Is this a weeding activity that he's trying to do? Mm. Is he trying to weed some people out? Well, say like you're faking it. You're saying like, yes, I have somebody who's a registered voter or something in, well, I guess they don't have to be a registered voter. They're registered in a swing state. They're going to sign this petition. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Is it like a fishing farm to weed out like fake people signing this petition? I don't know.
It's possible. But that would be like, once you're offering money like that, you're going to have a lot of pissed off people though. Cause like, they're going to be like, man, I've been like busting my ass. I got 15 people and
I got 10 grand in fucking fees you owe me.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's the only thing, is him offering some cash to sign. Like, man, if that's all a joke and he's just trying to weed people out, I don't know, that's not going to go over well for anybody. You know, it takes work to get those people to sign. So, I mean, it's cool. I don't really know what the petition's for.
Yeah.
It's kind of vague.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of.
I mean, yeah, who doesn't support the Constitution, freedom of speech, and the right to bear arms, right?
Well, see the petition. If you click on the thing, it actually says sign petition.
You should ask him if you could post a Raelian symbol on X if he would ban your account. If that's freedom of speech enough for him.
Just sign that real quick. See. Like,
well, I got to fill all this shit out.
Oh, don't do that then. Fuck it.
Don't do it.
It says each person.
But I can get $47 if I sign, and then I get both of you to sign. I can make $106.
Pull that up though, Chris. Well, like, look what you have to put in. You have to put in your first name, last name, email address, and cell phone number, and your mailing address.
Yeah,
those are like required fields. Yeah. So he's collecting your data, everybody.
But don't worry,
I mean, all that data is already available.
Each person may only sign the petition once. Eligible people may only list one eligible person as a referrer. Before payment is made, American PAC will verify the accuracy of all information of the referrer and the referee.
So does that mean the same person can't be the referrer several times?
What that means?
If you used to put me as your referrer, Greg couldn't put me as his referrer, and I couldn't get 140.
No, you could.
Or whatever it is.
You could, but like you can't like sign up and say Chris was my, you know, the person that referred me to this, and then me also sign up again and say Greg referred me to this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be one person that's referred to each person.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I don't.
Do you find it strange that referee is spelled like referee?
Referee. Yeah, man.
Is that what the referee is? Is that how you say that word? Not referee, but referee.
Fucking English language, man. You know?
Hey, question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
It's the referee.
I don't know. That's a good question. I've never actually.
So I think that's what a referee is. You refer to the ref for the rules of the engagement, right?
Referee. It's not a referee. It's a referee.
It's not a referer. That's for damn sure.
The player would be the referer.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Anyway,
Semantics.
What'd you guys think about Elon at Trump's rally?
Typical awkward Elon.
Yeah. I didn't hate it, man.
Doing his jumping.
Yeah. I don't know why he does
showing
that.
His belly, like when
I
he jumps.
I think it's fucking hilarious.
Like,
that still shot of
him and Trump when he's behind Trump. That's the funniest fucking picture, dude. Yeah.
They said, his hands up in the air?
Yeah.
Caption, like, most awkward billionaire ever.
And Trump's like peeking over his shoulder like, what the hell?
Dude, well, like Elon here? Looks like a gay cheerleader in that, yay!
Listen, I think it's all backhanded. Just like his memes and shit. If you notice, I know you guys didn't watch it really, but J.D. Vance, he came on and remember he kind of did this like funny thing where he mimicked Kamala Harris where he's like, well, I just want to start by saying I came from a small family, from a small town. And people were like, oh shit, that's an obvious backhanded like of her doing that. Think of what Waltz does on stage when he gets on stage with his fucking hands and the fucking like, I just feel like it's all like part of this like
look at me
yeah mocking yeah. kind mm-hmm. of fun.
One thing about this rally I did find awesome and hilarious was Trump's first line out on stage. Did you guys listen to it? Mm-mm. He walks out on stage and he's got that fucking graph up again.
Oh yeah
and he walks up to the mic and goes, as I was saying,
yeah,
because he was in Butler again.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Mm.
There's a huge crowd, man. There's
huge crowd.
Yeah, don't you have a video saved of that?
Yeah, I do. It was a fucking massive crowd, dude.
Over 100,000 people. Was that real, though?
Like, I heard 60. I heard 60,000 was the more accurate number, but it's a lot of people. And
it's
one
of
the
people.
CNN reporters said he's never seen a crowd like this before. I mean, that was somebody from CNN that was there. It was like, I've never really seen a crowd this big, so... I'm sure you have. That's probably, I've seen festivals that are bigger, but that's a lot of people, man, compared to what it was, not that long ago when the same rally happened, when the shooting happened.
What'd you guys think about Elon Musk coming out in the black hat and
the dark
MAGA. He changed?
Oh, dark MAGA.
Yeah, he said his name was Dark MAGA.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm literally Dark MAGA because he's all dressed in black, but he had the black hat on and he changed his profile to the black hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he a black hat, everybody?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, he's just weird. Like, I'm trying to assume I know what he's thinking. The guy's mind is just so fucking weird, dude.
But why wear the black hat? Wear just a fucking mega red Trump hat.
I don't know.
Like, I've never seen anybody wear the black one.
They sell the white hats, and they sell the red, and obviously the red, and then they have some other colors on his website. I was just on his website looking at some shit like a couple weeks ago. I don't know about the black. That's different, but
at the rallies, I've never seen anybody in a black MAGA hat.
Maybe he was saying he's dark MAGA, as in he's going to be the one helping to go after everybody.
Well, like dark Brandon, what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So he's like dark MAGA.
Yeah.
He did say that if Trump gets elected, he's going to release the Epstein list. The client list, which first of all, I was like, what makes Trump the arbiter of whether or not that gets released? I don't understand that logic. And
then why not release it now?
He did say that Bill Gates was going to go down. Now, I was thinking about this. Bill Gates bought a shitload of farmland, right?
Mm-hmm.
He owns a lot. He doesn't own the most.
He owns a lot.
Who owns the most is actually like an AT&T guy. It's like a telemarketer guy. not a marketer, but
China's soon approaching. Just saying.
But here's the deal: is if Bill Gates owns all this fucking farmland, what happens if he gets arrested? What happens to his land? Who takes
they sell it?
The government does.
The government does, right?
And then they auction it off.
They have to auction off. But the problem with that is China going to come and swoop all that land up?
But I mean, I'm sure you'd have people in the pocket of government or like somebody who knows that's coming down being like, hey, I got first dibs on that land. Give me a cheap offer. You know what I mean? I'll take it. You could buy that for dirt fucking cheap, bro.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Possibly.
I don't know how that's... I mean, usually that has to be auctioned off through a public auction, you know, and you got the right amount
of money. Even if it's not dirt cheap, if you want land to dig for lithium, if you want land to do anything, and Bill Gates owns it, just get rid of Bill Gates and now you got some land to sell.
But that's even if they have to auction it. I mean, they may not have to. Like, the man has a ton of money. You know what I mean? If he's sued, like, he has money. You know what I'm saying? He'd have to sell his stocks and all the things that he owns. Mm-hmm. But, like, who knows? That might just get passed to his fucking wife or children.
That's true.
You know, like, that. The only time you
if
see
if you're arrested, though?
Well, if you have a forced sell-off, that's because, like, if Alex Jones, prime example, he has...
They liquidated his assets.
They have to liquidate him because he can't pay back the amount of money that he owes for being sued. So, if Bill Gates is... Now, that's... probably not going to be the case. I'm assuming if he gets arrested for some crappy shit, you know, yes, I think people could sue him, but more than likely he's just going to go to jail and his assets would go to his family. You know what I'm saying? And they may sell it off. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know if that'd be better or worse, to be honest with you, if we could do like an auction and people could, you know, choose to buy it, or if his family owned it, just sold it for whatever they felt necessary, you know?
What if they determined that his purchase was with dirty money? You know what I mean? Like illegal money? It doesn't matter?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I'm not like a lawyer, but how do you prove that? You know, I guess he has so much money. And like, how do you really prove that? And like, I don't know. That would be tough, I think, to actually prove that. Because then like, everything his wife owns, everything his kids own, like, is that all dirty? Like, how do you go there, you know?
Well, I don't think it would be to go after the whether he used dirty money or not. I think they would more likely look at what is he using the land for.
Alpacas.
It's just all alpacas, all of it.
Yeah, he's got some bad dirt. You got to put some alpacas on that bad dirt.
Get that Brazilian dry dirt. Goddamn.
Get that chupacabra.
Yeah, and get some tourist attractions. Like, farmers not doing so well.
Yeah,
that'd be hilarious. Like, Bill Gates buys all this farmland just to find the chupacabra. Like, he's like, I will find it somewhere.
He's gonna cage it up and then he's gonna make vaccines out of it.
Yeah, he's like,
yeah, that's actually where COVID came from, the chupacabra.
He's like, I'm convinced bit of bat. That I have Bigfoot in this land here.
lives here somewhere.
Yeah, we need to wall this fucking shit up and we're gonna find it. You know what I'm saying? The expedition.
Well, what if Bigfoot is interdimensional, maybe Bill Gates just wants to go back with Bigfoot. Like, take me away.
That's possible.
Oh.
You know, and then all of a sudden, Bill Gates missing, quote unquote, but he actually just traveled with Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah. Or if you just only bought the land because he found portals on that area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, what a name for a movie. Like, dimension jumping with Bigfoot. You know? Where I want to go home where Bigfoot lives, so I'm just going to jump in this portal. Just an acid trip movie.
I'd watch it.
Man. You just get to ride the back of Bigfoot as he's leaping through portals, you know?
It's like that fucking new movie that's out. I haven't seen it yet, but I kind of want to weirdly want to see it. It's got the fucking a couple comedians in it that are pretty big. That like Sasha, no, not Sasha. Is his name Sasha?
Baron Cohen?
I don't remember.
Borat?
No. It had the kid from Year One.
Oh.
The
nerdy kid.
Yeah, and then a couple other people where they just dressed as Bigfoot all the time. It was literally just the life of Bigfoot.
I heard that was so bad.
There was
dude.
Sex scenes and stuff and
yeah, I heard that was so terrible.
You know what movie was
they
not
trip.
Bad?
They find drugs. That's what the movie's about. They experience mushrooms and shit.
Yeah.
And like it's just and it's I heard it was just like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, it's a weird, does not make sense at all. But what, Greg? What?
So I killed Hitler and Bigfoot. That movie, Man Who Killed Hitler and Then Killed Bigfoot.
Yeah, yeah.
That movie was pretty interesting. It had the guy with the big mustache. What's his name? Sam Elliott.
Oh, the guy that just promoted Kamala Harris. That guy.
Sam Elliott.
Did he?
Fucking did, dude.
No fucking way.
I'm pretty sure, dude. He did like a
hold on.
If that's true, don't go watch this movie. We have to
verify this.
I'm pretty sure he came out with his fucking voice on a fucking ad campaign for.
Was it AI?
Sam Elliott. Yeah. No. Well, doesn't he say like call gays the F word? You know what I mean? Like he says.
Right? Just play the video right there. Play the video. Yeah, that's the video, dude. This is like this came out for.
I can't believe we're having this conversation again. So here we go. You know who the candidates are. You know what's at stake. One candidate promises a divided America filled with lies and hate. And one stands for change. Kamala Harris has more courage, more honor, more guts than this guy ever had. So you decide, are we really going back down that same fucking broken road, or are we moving forward towards hope, towards freedom, towards change?
We know a strong middle class has always been critical.
Enough
okay,
is enough.
You can stop
oh
it.
Oh my God. No, Sam Elliott. Come on.
Dude, what do you expect? The guy's Hollywood, man. Like, you know, you wear a mustache doesn't mean you're a fucking real, you know, anything.
Exactly. You're not a cowboy, dude.
Man.
But like, so Steven Crowder makes fun of like, or at least he does skits as Sam Elliott, like saying the, like, you know, like derogatory names towards gays and like, black people. Like,
that's
because
every
like, dude,
every fucking whole, Sam Elliott's whole persona is everything true fucking American fucking
Marlboro man. Fucking like, ass.
Well, I just said that he says the N-word, so I don't know if that's true American.
I mean, did he?
Well,
he
Sam Elliott doesn't say that all the time.
Maybe.
Are you sure? I don't know if
he
does or not.
I've watched him in a bunch of stuff, and I've never heard him say it. Well, maybe he does in his personal life. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, he may, maybe he does. I don't know.
I don't know him personally. I don't think of Sam Elliott as an actual human being. It's just a character that I like that now I'm going to have to question whether or not I like
well,
that
dude,
character.
Hey, you better be ready, Chris. You better be ready when Nick Cage comes out and endorses Kamala Harris.
No.
If Nick Cage does that change you? Does that change you? Because you are the biggest fan, dude.
You better be ready.
That might change. I don't know, man.
That
would be a
right
tough
now.
Pill to swallow. Like fucking Nick Cage, come on!
Yeah,
that wouldn't be good. Did you see? Did you see?
You just fucked his world
the
up.
The understatement
bro.
Of the year. Right there.
You just fucked his world up.
Did you guys see the fucking book that's for sale in Walmart now?
Yeah, yeah.
The Kamala's.
Oh yeah,
the
Kamala
fucking,
Harris book.
Yeah.
I really want to buy it.
Yeah,
it looks like a quick read.
Yeah, it's all of her. Fucking achievements are now in a book you can get at Walmart, everybody. So it's readily available for everybody. And watch as this guy goes to Walmart and like he flips through the pages here.
Oh, okay. That's like what?
Yeah.
It's a
very thin.
500 pages?
It's very thin.
270.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh.
Easy read. Very. There's like one word on some pages. All the pages are pretty much blank.
Yeah, there's nothing in that book.
Wow. $14.
I assume somebody made this as a joke.
Yeah.
And somehow got it for sale on the shelves in Walmart.
Dude, it could be very real. Because if you remember back in like the Bush days, there was tons of funny Bush books, like just making fun of his
quotes. Well, I know
shit.
That it's real that somebody actually published this, but published it as a joke.
Possibly.
Because,
oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I listened to a podcast from like some authors and stuff, and they write books, and they're like, yeah, like publishing a book doesn't really take that much effort because you can publish whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'd have to self-publish it, which means you'd have to walk into Walmart and be like, hey, I'll give you this much money if you sell my book. And they're like, okay, well. Or you can have like a publisher do it. But here's the deal, though. If you're doing like a pro-Trump thing, I bet you there'd be a publisher that'd be like, yeah, let's fucking do a shell Kamala Harris book. Like, really, let's do it.
Nicholas, you know, what I mean? You know who Nicholas Cage endorsed in 2020?
Oh boy.
Okay. 2020. Why even looking this up?
2020 election.
Why are you even looking this up?
Andrew Yang.
Oh.
Oh.
He endorsed Andrew Yang.
You mean Jamie Foxx?
Yeah. Huh?
That's who my son said Andrew Yang was.
Oh, yeah, that's right, dude.
Remember that shit?
I do remember that
He's
shit.
He's like, it's Jamie Foxx. I'm like, do you know what Jamie Foxx looked like?
Oh, man.
Come on, brother.
That is so off.
That's so funny. I forgot yeah, about
I
forgot
recorded
about
it on
that.
A video. I have it on a video somewhere.
That is great.
That's Jamie Foxx.
What? Yeah, I was pointing at the TV screen. He's like, that's Jamie Foxx. And I'm like, wait a second. I got to record.
That was just a kid being a kid, dude. He's like, I've heard that name, and he looks different than me, so that's Jamie Foxx.
It's like the scene from a fucking... Dodgeball, when the guy comes in dressed normally and he goes, oh, look, Steve the Pirate.
Yeah.
Steve the Pirate. Well, I mean, and my daughter did call, like, the first bug that she saw on the roof, Obama. She's like, Obama? what did you say? She called a dirty bug Obama. I'm like, well, I guess you're...
Shit, dude, that's pretty good.
There, but...
Oh, God.
I've never been blessed with that for my children, so lucky you.
Yeah. I didn't. I didn't train her to say that. Everybody like. I didn't,
oh, I know. No, I'm saying I've never heard my kids like make a fun like name mix up. You know what I'm saying? That because I would have laughed my ass off if they would have said that.
Yeah, oh, and it wasn't like super clear, but she was like Obama.
Yeah.
Obama.
Yeah.
I'm like, did you say Obama?
Yeah.
Obama.
Yeah, I was like that. Obama.
God.
Good stuff.
Yeah, man. No, it's, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't even want to think. I don't, I try to like disconnect myself from the movies that I watch. I just don't want, they're actors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're actors. Mm-hmm. So just take it for what it is.
Well, there was
you guys realize?
Go ahead. Sorry.
In 4 weeks from tomorrow is election day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Remember the 5th of November. It's coming up.
I'm taking vacation right after that. Probably a good timing, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe all hell breaks loose, and I just need to be off work for a while, you know? And it's gonna be interesting, man. It's going to be interesting. I don't know, man. I feel like something's brewing. Something's going to happen, or another something is going to happen. Has to. Because, like, even CNN right now, it's real weird because they're, like, seem desperate, and they seem like they're even admitting, like, this is not all that great for Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not getting better, and like there has to be some kind of thing that they can try to do to
I think just when we were showing the rally, how they're saying this is the biggest thing we've ever seen, but normally they'd be like taking a weird picture and saying there was nobody there.
Well did you see Elon Musk's recent post?
Which one?
About the polls, and this just happened today. Let me see if I can bookmark it. This was like 11 hours ago. End wokeness. He retweeted end wokeness. Kamala is collapsing before our eyes. Mm. And now if you look at pull this graph up, you'll see like Kamala Trump kind of battling right in the middle, like, you know, as far as favorability goes. But this is one source, paulimarket.com, but they're looking at Trump at 54%, now Kamala at 45%, 10 points.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the betting market, man. This is the betting market.
Is this betting?
Yeah, this is betting.
But I mean, honestly, like, betting is more accurate than the actual polls.
It is more accurate in a lot of ways.
But look how tight it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there.
And this is only going back to October 1st, so I'll give you that. It's only, what, 8-7 days of data, so... Something happened today that was like made that spread.
It was probably that book in Walmart.
It was probably that book in Walmart, or it was her response to this FEMA thing, right?
Well, that's what I was telling you. When we jumped into that $47 thing from Elon, what I was talking about was she offered like $47 million or $60 million for aid to the and then within that evening or the next day
it was $750 or whatever.
No, she came out and gave $160 billion to fucking Lebanon.
Oh,
and so that was a sore subject for a lot of people. They're like, how can you only give us $50 million and then send Lebanon 150, and you know they're the ones that are bombed. Yeah, you know, it doesn't make any sense, dude. And if you watch enough videos, you'll see more people that are, they can't ignore that, and they shouldn't ignore that because that's your American citizens, man. So I maybe some of this is her disingenuous response to the storm, and then the amount of money that's been going to other countries, you know.
Well, because she's bought and owned, and she's like, it proves that she doesn't give a shit about Americans.
No, I don't.
You know what I mean,
dude?
And like, not that we needed that proof, but I mean, this is fucking proof, bro.
Yeah.
And like, she, it's not just her. It's like people in Congress. I saw fucking Lindsey Graham on like a clip of Fox News or something, where he was bringing up the people in North Carolina. You know, we need to send aid to all these people, but he instantly pivots the conversation to Israel. But he goes, but let's not forget about our brothers Israel over in the Middle East. Like, they need our help right now. We need to be focusing on Israel. Yeah. And I'm like, no, we don't. Not at all. Like, the people in North Carolina need our help. And you won't let us help.
Yeah, I think we need to cut funds to all these places. They're like, hey, man, we got shit going on. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop.
Yeah, we have huge natural fucking disasters happening in our country.
Dude, like, before we bounce, I know we're getting ready to go, but can you see if my TikTok actually plays audio? I saved a video on there about Kamala where the body language experts. You guys watch that? And they asked the question about, do we trust you?
This one?
Yeah. And they're like, this is the most obvious, like, she's lying through her teeth. So hopefully the audio
works.
That's
great.
It should work.
Yeah.
Can we trust you? Yes.
Watch your
mouth. I am not perfect.
Watch your
mouth. But I will tell you, I'm always going to put the needs of the people first.
I'm always going to put people first.
She's like shaking her head. No.
I'm always going to put the needs of the
people. That was some serious body languaging.
I'm always going to put you first. Always. Nope.
You ever see that, though, where they do this with
like
killers and shit?
Back and forth.
And when you shake
your
head, no.
Right? Like, okay, because I thought that seemed very, very...
God, I know liars.
Go ahead. You can stop it. But, like, that's true. Like, and watching enough crime shows as I do, they're always like, you know, I loved her so much. And they shake their head, you know, like, no. And it's like, that's the telltale sign that they, you know, their body's reacting a certain way. And it's clear as day. She starts shaking her head like hard whipping, dude. Like, I love all Americans so much, you know.
You know what's interesting is when there was this instant clip of Trump that was kind of going viral, I don't know, maybe a month ago now, where he was like telling Christians to go vote. And he's like, I love Christians. I'm not Christian. He said, like, I'm not Christian, people. Or like, did he say I'm not Christian or I'm a Christian?
I don't remember.
But he puts his hand and he goes, and he's shaking his head no. He goes, I'm not Christian. Go out and vote.
I don't know.
And so people were like, he was literally doing the body language thing, right? Like shaking his head no, saying, I'm not Christian.
Yeah, and that wouldn't be right. That wouldn't be right either, you know what I'm saying, if that's what he was doing. So who knows? Real quick.
Why I was like, ooh, the body language.
Can we do one more quick video for just on a fun note? This guy, me and Chris the other night when we were here, we were discussing our friend Al, and we were listening to his farts. It's been a long
That's
time.
That's true. We were.
Oh, I thought you were going to throw up a video of a seal or something.
No. So I know we got 2 minutes here, but, you know, I was just, we were talking about his fart videos because Shane Gillis came out and was talking about this guy who has epic farts and he records them on his phone, which is what our friend Al does. And I found this video of this guy who mimics animals with his farts. And I thought it was
he has that much control?
He has some pretty good control.
Oh.
He has pretty good control. So go ahead and
can you do an emu?
Okay, I gotta do this just for the one video though.
What's that? Dave TikTok. Oh shit.
Even if we're doing one.
Diddy party.
Oh wait. we can do two, you know what I'm saying? Okay, here we go. So this.
Oh, he uses his hand.
Yeah, he's mastered this.
Oh, okay. So he has the fart hands. Okay, I thought it was a real fart.
No, this.
Oh,
is,
wait,
no,
this shit, is, it is real a real fart.
Yeah, he's manipulating.
He's cupping his asshole with his hand.
No, he's using his hand.
Yeah, he's got like three or four.
Look at this guy.
Okay, okay.
So the first one's a duck. Here we go.
I'm gonna turn this up. A little bit.
Yeah, you gotta get the good sound.
Oh my god, he's fingering his asshole.
Oh my god.
an elephant. There's the duck.
The duck is the best one, obviously.
The elephant, I think, is the best
Here's
one.
Here's a kitten. That's his butthole, everybody. Kitten fart. Here's a dolphin.
Oh, my God.
This is the best.
The elephant. Oh, God. He pushed.
Okay.
You can see his abs curling. Hey, like,
we're here. We're here. We got to do one more. We got to do this next one, and then I'm done. I swear to God. This guy I just thought was super. This guy was super patriotic.
Oh, God. You got to clip that, dude. Yeah. That'll be a sound effect. We will know what that means.
So this.
That's when, like, someone's talking some bullshit.
Dude, it's good. The duck is fucking clever, though. Actually, if you guys go and check it out, you guys can get on my page. I have all these videos that we put on here, but the elephant actually is very impressive when you're really focusing, because he really has a good, like, the blowing sound, like that. Yeah. Last one, guys, just real quick. This dude at the border, this guy's a fucking American, bro. This guy's a fucking American, dude, and then I'm done. He apparently there's a piece of the what's that called? The razor wire.
Razor wire.
That was exposed, and people are trying to jump over, and this guy, they say, why do we need a border patrol? We just got this guy. This is our new border patrol. So check this dude out.
Okay.
Listen to what he's saying. That's fucking great, man.
Get the fuck down.
Watch.
Okay.
Huh?
Hey, get the fuck back.
Back.
You see this?
It's a rock.
Get back.
Man, get this guy smokes back. Every hour of his life. Oh, he threw a rock at
him.
The guy's like, oh.
Yeah, this guy's like, this is
get
not.
Down.
No hable inglés.
Get the fuck down.
Dude, I love it, dude. So I think we need to do is we need to take some of these billions of dollars. We need to hire some redneck Americans. Mm. And they don't need guns. They just say, get the fuck down.
Dude. Yeah, but they got to have that guy's, like, smoke voice.
Yeah, he's got
smoked
that.
Every day,
get
every minute.
Get the fuck down.
I'm just saying, North Carolina.
Yeah, man.
If your property's all washed away, you don't have anything to do, this guy might be looking for some some backup, you know?
I like the comment, why is he shouting in slow motion?
Get the fuck down.
He's hoping they can kind of read lips since they can't
But you know what?
English
He's
mostly.
Actually doing something, so give him some credit. He's actually out there trying to
also,
prevent people.
Where the fuck did he come from?
I don't know, man.
How is he? Why is he like just... He has like a fucking... One of those safety jackets on.
Yeah, dude.
But then is he just out in the middle of fucking nowhere?
Dude,
he wandered off.
Look
at
his fucking ankle to fucking foot ratio.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Incredible, dude. He has got the kanks of all kanks, bro. I think he's just wearing moccasins. He can't even wear shoes. Those are just moccasins.
I think he's just been standing out
those
there.
Those were actually like cowboy boots that they just broke into moccasins.
Yeah.
Or like, he's been standing in that spot this whole time waiting.
Like, I know it's hot at the border, but.
Yeah, glued.
He's actually melting. You know what I'm saying? He's like, he's got that fucking candle wax legs. You know what I'm saying?
That's why he's talking so slow.
Yeah, dude. All right, fuck, dude.
Mm.
Impressive to say the least. Gentlemen,
right.
Pleasure as always to speak with you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, guys.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. Make sure you get on, check out Patreon. We do our call-in shows Friday evenings, and we'll be back on Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Share the show, everybody. Leave a comment. Leave a rating on Apple. I want to read it. Do it.
Later.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.